This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Miles Nielsen is a homebody. Despite heavy touring with his own band, the Rusted Hearts, and crisscrossing the country as a youth with his father's band, Cheap Trick, he continues to make Rockford, Illinois his home. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts return to the Twin Cities tomorrow night for a billing with Chicago Farmer. He told us via Skype that despite its hardscrabble blue-collar image, there has always been a really artistic side to Rockford.
I don't know if that's sort of the pushback to the blue-collar thing. You know, when you're a creative, the last thing you want to do is go work a blue-collar job because, you know, somehow that's like considered failure. Whatever it is, there's always been a really, really wonderful artistic community here. And it could be based on the fact that it's affordable to live here. You can get big warehouse spaces, you know, to do big art for a pretty reasonable price as long as you're not, you know, worried about the aesthetic or maybe even heat for that matter.
Yeah, I remember 20 years ago when I had a job offer in Rockford and looking around at home prices, I was stunned at how affordable a decent home was in Rockford, and it was a real draw to actually take the job.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely couldn't do the music thing as heavily as I do if I lived, say, in New York or Los Angeles the way that I can living in Rockford, that's for sure. Almost. I mean, it has its setbacks too. You know, you're not in the fray or you're not in the scene as much as, you know, like you're in Nashville or Austin or New York or LA, but
yeah, you stay in Rockford. How come?
You know, family, friends. We've been together as the same five guys for 6 years now for a band that does a lot of touring. It's really centrally located to a lot of major markets.
Is that different than it would have been, say, 20 years ago when you really kind of needed to be in L.A. or New York or maybe Nashville or Austin?
I think technology really helps connect those dots for musicians these days. You don't need to necessarily be there. I don't know. That's a hard one to say because I have children, and that is definitely an anchoring for staying put where you are, you know, not taking them out of school and up, you know, that kind of thing and being close to them. And I have friends that are my age that don't have kids and they're like, well, we're just moving to California. And all of a sudden you're like, man, and they just pick up and they're doing great in the industry. So, I don't know. I think both ways has its ups, has its downs, has its pros, has its cons, however you want to look at it. But I'm here, you know, I'm here for at least four more years till they get out of high school. And then I think it's downsize, get an RV and just travel and play music.
I want to talk about the song Simple Times. You write about that on the album Heavy Metal.
My trigger hand, it was shaking fast as lightning. You take the high road, and I'll take the long. Oh, baby, where the simple times gone?
When were there simple times for you?
Well, I think throughout the course of maybe a year, there's some simple times, you know, say it's you just want to get away for the day and go to the local pond or lake and you just cast out, you know, go fishing, or, you know, you want to just go to the golf course. We were at a friend's house the other night for dinner and we were just completely engaged in just the company that was there. Things are complicated because there's so much around you to just take you away from anything at any point. The simple times become way less simple and few and far between if you allow it.
My. I wish there was something I could say.
Do you find you have your disconnect with your children because of technology?
Well, I am a divorced father who doesn't have them all the time, and I feel like for myself, technology is actually keeps our connection close. Hmm. It's an every morning before they go to school or as they're going to school or as they're in school. I've already written with both of them like four times already today.
Hmm.
You know, just talking about what we're going to do after school, you know. Wednesday is a day that I take them after school and we either go to lessons or we, you know, do things, or if I'm out of town, we FaceTime. I show them what part of the country I'm in and show them what the hotel or the green room or, you know, the inside of the van looks like, or, you know, they say hi to the guys in the band. And for me, it's the smart technology stuff keeps us together when I'm not with them. But I also do the when I'm with them, phones away.
Miles Nielsen is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. I want to go to another song. I'll play a bit of the song Strangers.
Why could I not talk to you? I could tell strangers the truth.
The line in the song, why did I not talk to you? I can tell strangers the truth.
And
that's a really interesting line, because I found, not all the time, but sometimes it is easier for me to share a thing with strangers than confront maybe either myself or confront someone that I am close to. I don't know if that's what your intention of this lyric was.
That's absolutely what the lyric is about. Okay. You know, I was going through some changes in life, and I thought, you know, here I am sitting at a pub. I'm sitting with a complete stranger, and I'm able to just like let my whole life spill out to them. But I can't discuss the very problems that are caused me to be in this situation with someone that I've known for 20 years, you know? And I just thought, you know, why could I not talk to you? I can tell strangers the truth. It just, it's such a, and it goes with not just that situation, but a lot of situations in life. You know, you're afraid to, because you love somebody, you're afraid you're going to hurt their feelings, or maybe you're going to open up something that you can't put back together. It's a bizarre concept to me. And that's why I wrote about it.
I could tell strangers.
It has been said many times that it's hard to categorize your music. It's kind of Americana, rootsy. It's a kind of pop rock, maybe kind of soul, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you seem to embrace that. Is that something that you feel has been a benefit for you?
I don't know. I mean, we sort of struggle with that all the time, thinking like, well, if we just make a decision, if this record's going to be our Americana record, or if this record's going to be our pop record, and then I just write songs, and the song is what it is. Our new record that isn't out yet has a bit more of an intent, and that is to have more fun. I think it's been a help, and it's also been a detriment to not have, you know, us be one thing.
Well, let me ask you about Revolution Day. That's a single you threw out there last year. Is that going to be part of this new album you were talking about?
It's actually not. We're finalizing artwork for a 4-song EP. And we're actually calling it In the Meantime, because it's taken us about 2.5 years to put out another record. And in the meantime, we recorded 4 different singles.
Well, let me play just a little bit of the song here.
There's fires in the cage and all the loons have gone free. Yeah, I don't want to stop because I kind of like to see how the world will be on Revolution Day.
When I heard this song, what came to mind was the Beatles song, The End. You know, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. That's kind of how I heard this song.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm flattered. I love your taste. You know, I think the song Revolution Day, you know, I was drawn to this round of presidency a lot, and just seeing the way politics and how people function inside of politics. And also to see how divided we can be over politics, when to me, it's just such an interesting thing, because I think that as a country, as a people, we really need to be united. Because, you know, I know people always tell the artist and the musician to just shut up and play music and not have an opinion, because these people really aren't fighting for us. They have their own agendas. The line is, what a wasted world. It's almost 2020, and we don't have this simple concept of working together as a world figured out. It kind of baffles me, and it makes me sad. But some of the lines in it, you know, there's liars in the halls, the halls of Congress. It's like, it's a very political song, and I wrote it very quickly. I had a feeling, and I was emoted by watching this.
Does Revolution Day portend what's coming up on the new album itself? Is it going to be a little more political than you have been?
No, definitely not. Actually, we made a concerted effort. I had a long talk with the producer and I, because I sort of felt like we need to go opposite of getting it into that. I want people to have a little break from that. I want people to have a good time. I want people to remember that music's fun.